Thank you so much for joining. If you're hopping on right now for this message, tonight, the subject is I will manifest myself. And Jesus says he'll manifest himself in John chapter 14 as he's talking to his followers, as he's talking to his disciples about when he'll go away and that they'll see him again, but the world won't see him again. Why do we see him? Because we believe in him, because we put our trust in him. And as we put our trust in him, Jesus will manifest himself in many different ways and forms. And I want to speak to you about that tonight. So let's pray. Let's get into prayer and let's read the word of God and speak about what Jesus is saying here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just stir up the spirit right now. Jesus, we thank you that you manifest yourself. We thank you that you're with us always, Lord. You're omnipresent. You're everywhere, Lord God. You promised, Jesus, that you would be with us always. And that was a promise not only for the disciples that were following you at the time, but for all disciples all around the world, in all times, in all seasons, in all ages. So even now, Jesus is with every disciple of Christ. He's with every follower of Christ. You're with us always, Lord. You're with us all right now. So that means you're everywhere. Your glory fills the earth, Lord. So right now, stir up our spirits, Lord, and may your Holy Spirit manifest right now. May your presence be manifest in each place where the people that are tuning in are watching from this very night, in their homes, in their apartments, in their cars, in the streets, wherever they're hearing this broadcast, wherever they're hearing this, hallelujah, may they tune in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask, Father, that you would speak through me, that your Holy Spirit would speak through me, that I wouldn't speak my words, but your words, Lord, your words, Holy Spirit. Manifest yourself tonight. Jesus, you promised to do so. So, Lord, do it. Do it again, Lord. Do it again. You've manifested yourself in so many ways and forms in my life, and I want that for every person who's seeking you, Lord. So do it again in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for those who have already commented, those who are joining even now. So Jesus manifests himself to us in many different ways and forms, and I'm going to talk to you about what those ways are tonight. So I'm so blessed to know his voice, to know his touch, to know the feeling of his presence manifesting, and it's like nothing you'd ever encounter. I've done drugs, I've done many different things to please myself, to please my flesh before I started walking with Christ. And when I walked in that darkness, in those days of darkness, in those days of depravity, I encountered many different pleasures of this life. I'm an expert in that. Hallelujah. But now, and I'm not glorifying that, I'm saying hallelujah because I'm praising the Most High King. I'm praising him because his presence, his glory, his power is greater than any pleasure you could ever experience on this earth in your flesh. So if we approach him with a desire to see him as he truly is, he will make himself known to us. Our walk with Jesus begins with a revelation of our need for a Savior, and it's deepened through a continual pursuit of his presence. You see, the Lord pursues us in the beginning. He pursues us. He chases us down. And that's my story. He came after me. Even when I didn't want him, even when I didn't want anything to do with the Lord, he came after me. He chased me down, and he convinced me of his perfect love, of the peace that only he could offer. And he showed me that in his presence is the only place I'd feel at home, is the only place where I'd be whole with him. So our walk with Jesus begins with a revelation of our need for a Savior. We should be God chasers. To be in his presence is to be at peace. To be in his presence is to feel at home, where there's no worry or stress, where there's no fear, where we dwell with him. Jesus' perfect love casts out all fear. We need to remember that. We can cast our cares on him because he cares for us. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. I say that again and again, but Jesus is calling to us. He's calling to you even now. If you feel like you're in a place of torment, you feel like you're in a place of depression, and addiction has its hold on you. Lust has a grip on you. Greed is making you put your priorities in money and business and those things that are going to create wealth for you, but you're forgetting about your wife or husband or children. You're forgetting about those who truly love you. You're forgetting about your responsibilities that you have in serving the Lord and serving others. We can't allow ourselves to go to that place where we forget where our true priorities are and where they should be. But his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Jesus said that. And that means that if we're carrying around these burdens that are too much for us, we need to give them over to him. We need to place them in his hands. He's the one that can carry them. He's the one, hallelujah, that's God manifest in the flesh, that was manifest to destroy the works of the enemy and to give us the abundant life that we seek. And he's the only one that can do it. Let's turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verses 19 to 21. And they say this, a little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also. At that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. So Jesus comes to make our heart his home. He comes to invite us in. He knocks at the door, hoping that we'll invite him in to our lives. Because he lives, we live spiritually through him. And because we have the Son, we have life. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. And the wages of sin equal death. They lead to death. Jesus told his disciples that they would see him again. And they wondered what that meant. He was speaking about when he'd reveal himself in his resurrected form. After the resurrection, he'd appear to them. And at that day, they would know he was in the Father and that they were in him and that he was in them. There's a divine connection here. There's a divine unity here that takes place for the body of Christ. What Jesus meant by this is that they would finally believe that he and the Father were one as he claimed. When he appeared before them, when he stood as victor holding the keys of death and the grave, the keys of death and Hades. In that moment, they would gaze upon his radiance. They would fall at his feet and discover the wounds and cry out, my Lord and my God. On that day of revelation, they would understand that his words were true. All of his words were true. They would also understand more than ever the relationship between Father, Son, and the body of Christ, the master of the vineyard. Is the Father. The vine is Jesus, and the vine branches are us, the body of Christ, all perfectly connected and operating in unison according to the Father's will. Hallelujah. Yes, please leave your comments, your questions. Like the live. I want to get this pumped up on the feed so more people will see it. Thank you, Shaquille. I appreciate you jumping on, brother. Please, we want to get the gospel out to as many people as can hear it and receive it. You know, I'm also on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, on all the social media platforms I can possibly be on, that the message of the gospel will get out to those who are unreached. And there are many unreached peoples right now. So we want to continue to preach the gospel, continue to pray for the lost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Those who keep God's commandments and accept Jesus' words as truth will also live by them. Will also live by them. We can't just be hearers of the word, but we need to be doers of the word as well. So faith without action is dead. Jesus promises that those who keep his commandments will be loved by the Father, and that he will also love them, and that he will manifest himself to them. This is the beautiful part. This is the beautiful promise that we have that Jesus will manifest himself to us as his followers. Just one of the many beautiful promises. I'm not saying that's the ultimate promise, because salvation is the ultimate promise, that we'll be with Jesus forever when we pass on over into eternity, when we cross over into eternal life. We hear a lot about the fact that we need to keep God's commandments in our churches, which we need to hear, which is true, and we need to follow the commandments that God has laid out for us, absolutely. But how many times have we heard that Jesus will manifest himself to us? How many times do we hear that? We hear those kinds of things once in a while about God's presence being manifest to us, but I think Jesus is saying a little bit more here about him manifesting himself. I think he means a little bit more than just that. So, I've had experiences, of course, where I felt the manifest presence of Jesus, the manifest presence of God, and I want you to have those same kinds of encounters. I've heard his voice in the still of the night, in lonely moments when he was the only one that could break through. And I'll tell you about an encounter I had. It took place when I was in prison. Okay, I was locked up in Cole Township State Prison, and I remember laying on my bunk in the prison. And at that point, I was in a dormitory type of situation where there was about 200 plus men in that prison. Okay, and as I laid in my bunk at night, I would just say the name of Jesus. In the still of the night, I would hear his voice speak to me at times. But I would just say, Jesus, very quietly, under my covers, Jesus. And I would feel the presence of God wash over me like a wave. Hallelujah. And infuse me with spiritual life and peace in the midst of all that was going on around me. In a state prison facility, you don't know if you're going to die. The next day, you don't know if you're going to be attacked in your sleep. You don't know what's going to happen. If there's going to be a raid, if the guards are going to run in and strip you down and check everyone for drugs and paraphernalia and weapons. But Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus has kept me. When I've called on his name, he's rescued me from death. He's rescued me from overdose. He's rescued me from torment. And I want the same thing for you. He can wash you clean. He can cleanse you. And he can allow you to feel his presence in such a way where he infuses you with spiritual life, perfect peace, perfect joy, and perfect love. And I want you to encounter that. So continue to pursue the Lord. If you're pursuing him and you say, but nothing's happened yet, Alex, Jesus is going to manifest himself to you. God is going to manifest his presence. Don't you quit. Don't you stop searching. Don't you stop pursuing him. You will be rewarded. I can promise you that. I can guarantee you that. I can guarantee you of that. So I've been strengthened by his virtue, and I felt the wholeness that comes from being consumed with Jesus's supernatural love. Jesus walked off the pages of the gospel as I've read them for the first time and every time. And he's come to make my heart his home. He's come to live with me. He's come to dwell with me. He's come to commune with me, to communicate with me. Let's read John 14:23. So John 14:23. And it says this. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Do you want Jesus to make his home with you? Do you want God to make his home with you? Well, I know I want God in every area and aspect of my life, that he would lead me, that he would guide me, that he would comfort me, that he would strengthen me, and God wants to do the same for you. Keep his commandments. Submit yourself to him. Resist the enemy. The enemy will flee from you, and the glory of God will come in to make you whole, to strengthen you, and to keep you in the perfect peace that will keep you in this life right on into eternity. So Jesus is revealed to those who seek righteousness. He is manifested to those who believe that all things are possible with God. We should never put limitations on the God that exists outside of space and time. He existed before all things that have been created. He himself created them. Understand this. As we read through the scriptures, we find numerous examples of Jesus manifesting himself or revealing himself to his followers. In some of these instances, it was a brief glimpse of what was to come, such as when Jesus told Nathanael he saw him under the fig tree, or when Peter spoke out and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, having received revelation to see Jesus as he truly was. And in others, Jesus demonstrated his authority, power, and love, like when Jesus spoke to the storm and told it to be still, and immediately the waters were calm and the winds ceased. Or when he demonstrated compassion, the authority to forgive sins, and the power to heal any condition all at once, when he healed the paralyzed man brought to him on a stretcher after telling him, take courage, son, your sins are forgiven. So Jesus is omnipresent. He said that he'd be with us always. He's everywhere. He possesses all authority in heaven and on earth. If we place our trust in Jesus, we can be sure that He'll be our help in times of trouble. He rescues us from the pit. He rescues us from ourselves. He rescues us from darkness. His love is a selfless love. Like a lamb led to the slaughter, He did not open His mouth. He did not defend Himself when He was getting ready to be crucified. Because selfless love doesn't defend itself. It lays its life down. It defends those who can't defend themselves. That's God's love. It pursues the lost at any cost. It goes after that one sheep that has left the fold and leaves the 99 behind. Whether you realize it or not, Jesus has been pursuing you. He's been with you from the very beginning of your life, whether you realize it or not. You may have experienced trauma, abuse, abandonment, or other painful situations in your life, throughout your life. I want you to know that Jesus wants to bind up your brokenheartedness this very night. And He can do it. God wants to bind up those wounds. He wants to heal your wounded soul. His body was broken that we might be made whole. He was rejected that we might be accepted. And He's extended His invitation to become a child of God to all mankind, to the entire earth. Place your faith in the divine Son and you'll gain access to the very presence of God. When you place your faith in Jesus, when you repent, believe in Jesus and follow Him, you can have access to the presence of God, and God will either draw you by His Spirit, He'll lead you to Himself through His Spirit, or He'll lead you in His Spirit. Whether you're saved and you need to be led by the Spirit, submit yourself to Him. Or whether you're being drawn right now, confess your sins. Commit your life to Jesus. Believe on Him. Believe that He is Lord and Savior, that He is Messiah, and He is God manifest in the flesh, and follow Him. With all of your heart, with all that you are, you will never regret that decision. You won't. You'll have troublesome times. You'll have challenging times at times. But Jesus will walk with you through it. That's another promise that we have. He'll never leave us alone. He'll never leave us or forsake us. So in His presence, we find all that we need, including revelation regarding our destiny in Him. First, Jesus pursues us, then He challenges us to pursue Him. I pray that you encounter Him in intimate ways as He manifests Himself in your life. Don't doubt in the dark what God's shown you in the light. Seek the Lord while He may be found. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And it's so easy to begin walking with Jesus, and then so many doubts can flood our minds. And right now I find that in the earth, and especially in this region, our minds have become so analytical. At least in the culture in America, we're taught to question everything. And the public education system doesn't help because it teaches evolution. It teaches so many things that go contrary to the Word of God. And it makes us or causes us to question God. Could God truly be there? Could He be real? Could these miracles in the Bible that Jesus supposedly performed, could they be real? They're all real. They're all real. I've seen countless miracles, countless deliverances, countless healings and salvations. And I've sensed the presence of God throughout my life. I sense Him each day now. And you can have that. You can know Him. Not just know about Jesus, but know Jesus. I want that for you. I want that for you. So right now, let's seek the Lord together in prayer. Commit your life to Jesus. Seek Him out. Hallelujah. While He can be found, while He might be found. Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You, Lord, that You've provided Your Son as the ultimate sacrifice, that He laid His life down for us as the silent lamb. He did not defend Himself, but He knew what He had to do. He knew the mission that You had given Him, Lord. To lay down His life, He laid down His life voluntarily, spilled His own blood, and then resurrected to be Lord and Savior forevermore. So Lord, empower us, cleanse us, help us, Lord God, be our help that we might do the work that You have set out for us to do, that You have planned and foreordained for us to do, Lord. And those who don't know You, draw them unto Yourself by the power of Your Spirit, even now, that they would know You, that they would commit themselves fully to You. If you're in that place right now where you're 99% for the Lord, you're 80% for the Lord, you're 70% for the Lord, but you know there's areas of your life where you have not really committed yourself to Him, where you have not really given that aspect or area of your life over to Him as Lord, give it over now. It's a time of surrender. We just lay it all at Your feet, Jesus. We just lay it all down once again. Lord, we lay down fear. We lay down stress. We lay down anxiety. We lay down doubt, unbelief. We lay it all down and we say, Jesus, you are Lord. We choose to put our faith in you. We choose to place our faith in you, that we would encounter you, that we would know you, that we would be led further into the destiny or that you foreordained for us. Empower us by your Spirit that we may do your work, Lord. May these that are tuning in for the first time or don't really know who they are, may they find their identity in you, Jesus. As they've been offered the invitation to be children of God, may they accept that invitation. That they would sit at the great feast. Hallelujah. That they would sit at the great feast. That they would be a part of the great harvest of souls. But they would sit at your table. The Lord is offering you a seat at his table. Where you can sup with him. Where you can enjoy all that he has purchased through the cross. Through his son. Lord, we thank you, Father. We thank you for this night. We thank you for life. Your mercies are new every morning. We thank you for the mercy you've bestowed upon us today. And we thank you that you're continuing to move in our midst, to lead us to your heart, Lord. You've made your home with us for those who are followers. Manifest yourself to us in greater ways. Smile down upon us. May your radiance shine upon us, Lord. May you bless each one that's watching, that has received or will receive through this message. In Jesus' name, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. And I pray that God reveals your destiny in him and that you've made the decision to become a child of God, a son or a daughter of the Most High King. Keep your eyes to the skies and your hand to the plow because the work is still there to be done. Work while it is day.